Good evening. I'd like to open up the public participation for today at 7:04 p.m., January 27, 2016. We have several individuals who have come to speak today. I would like to remind everyone that we're in a very close approximation to 3 minutes. Not to go over, that's the time frame that we do allow, and obviously it's good practice if you come back with larger numbers in the audience. We want to make sure that we keep it to that level. Thank you. The first person to speak this evening is Wyatt Bosworth.
Got my speech.
Wyatt Bosworth, 179 Francis Street. President Pro Tem Giantonio, Alderman Salvio, and the rest of the council, thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to speak. I'm here for one single reason. The City of New Britain should be doing everything in its power to making voting easier for our residents, not harder. This is in response to Registrar of Voters Peter Gostin's fast-track feasibility study. If you remember, this isn't Peter Gostin's first time trying to reduce voter access to polling places. He's previously floated an option that would have reduced New Britain polling places from 17 to 10. Now today, he wants that number to be 13, for less than we have now. The districts under discussion are Holmes, which is my own district, Armory Vance, as well as the Graham and School apartment polling places. Now I understand this is a proposal, and I understand nothing is set in stone as a result of this study carrying in a motion tonight, but I am nonetheless worried about the ramifications engendered in Mr. Gostin's study of reducing access to polling places down the road. Voter turnout in last year's municipal election was one of the lowest it's ever been. It was abysmal. This city should be actively looking for ways to bring its residents into our voting, into our democratic process, not shunning them away. We shouldn't be targeting high minority and elderly voting districts where travel is already an issue facing many residents that live there. And I couldn't help but notice what Alderman Giantonio replied on Representative Sanchez's Facebook post about this very issue earlier this evening. In his response to State Representative Sanchez's skepticism of the study like mine, he stated that Graham and School apartments serve such a small number of voters, and I quote, 300-ish, at a cost of over $3,000. That is why it is being discussed not to shut out the elderly, end quote. Now let me float this idea. Is spending roughly $10 per eligible voter too expensive for this city to handle? Is it not worth the voters of Graham and School apartments to have a polling place that is close and convenient? Are we not in stable economic conditions? As this administration ever fails to mention, do we not have a surplus? Do we not have funds? My point is, I don't think you can put a monetary value on making voting easy and accessible to the residents, especially at the Graham and School apartments. I think this council has lost track when we start to do that. And like I said previously, I understand that this is just a study, right? I get that. And nothing is going to come out of it concrete right away. But I wish we were studying how New Britain can make voting easier. I wish we were focused on how we can help the residents at Graham and School and the Armory and my district at Holmes have better access to the polling places. Our city is only at its best when we have a government that promotes civic responsibility, when we make it easier for our residents to vote, and when we value high turnout numbers in elections more than the bottom line. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that. Alphonse Wright. Sorry, Mr. Wright. I was trying to read your handwriting, which is still better than mine.
I know my writing's bad. I didn't think it was that
much
bad.
Better than mine.
Name's Alphonse Wright, 70 Greenwood Street, and I'm here representing my church, Grace Church in Pastor Mills. We are having, every year we give scholarships to not only members of our church who are going to college, but students from New Britain High School as well. And we are having a Connie Wilson Collins Memorial Scholarship Fun Gala on Saturday, February 27th, and I would like to invite the whole council to attend. It's going to be at the Whitstone Tavern, 245 Hartford Road here in New Britain, and the tickets are $50 per person, and the proceeds are to benefit the Connie Wilson College Memorial Scholarship. To date, the church has donated or given roughly $100,000 in terms of scholarships. We want to continue that in the name of a renowned former council member and resident here of New Britain, Connie Wilson Collins. I would like to leave this with the, with whom should I leave this?
Mr. Wright.
Okay. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Wright. Alton Brooks.
Thank you. My name is Alton Brooks, 50 Bassett Street, New Britain. To the Common Council, congratulations to all of you that's elected for these next 2 years, and I wish you much success. Tonight I'd like to also address the plan, I understand, for closing some of the present voting places. And I am sure that there's a plan to save some funds, but we have to think of the benefit for getting voters to the poll. And I would like to oppose any plan to close any of the present voting places, especially where there are a number of senior citizens in that area. And I understand the Graham apartments and school apartments, which I just moved there. And that's why I had to hesitate about the address. I just moved last Wednesday. And I said, what a joy it is to go somewhere where voting is very easy and very accessible. And I would think that we want to think in terms of more places where voting is easier to get to rather than close where you have to shuttle over to some of the other places. I especially in the senior area. So I just ask you to reconsider that and not close any of the present polling places because we want to make it easier for people to vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Is there anyone else in the audience that does it for those who have signed up? Anyone else in the audience who would like to speak? One second, Your Honor. I will defer to the mayor of the city of New Britain.
Yeah, sorry. I was coming in from an event.
Does not preclude anyone else after this, by the way.
Of course, absolutely, of course. Aaron Stewart, 242 Reservoir Road, New Britain. Just want to take a moment today to just address a resolution that's on the agenda tonight for the Smart City Initiative. I know I didn't get a chance to talk to everybody about it, but I did want to take a moment just to talk about how important this is and the broader impact that this resolution can have on the city. So I wanted all of you to have an opportunity to be a part of this process. So Smart City Initiative is something that I have certainly been looking into for the last 2 years. And a lot of things that we have been able to do together have been underneath the Smart City umbrella. We're talking about things not just the solar panels at the water department, not just the LED lighting in the parking garages, but going further than that, going to all of our schools, doing solar panels and efforts to save energy. We're talking about parking initiatives too, making it easier to pay to park, perhaps with a credit card, maybe in our parking garages someday, something that we don't have right now. Smart City Initiative is not just about making saving money on energy consumption rates, but it's also about making it easier for citizens to be able to use government in any way, shape, or form. So I wanted to put something forward tonight to all of you, to include all of you in on this, and in an initiative that we're certainly going to undertake and be really serious about over the next 2 years. That includes not just expanding our solar footprint in town, but that's going to include looking at fuel cell technology, and Alderman Smedley has been helping me with that and certainly been taking an active role. I'm going to be looking together to put together an energy and innovation committee, because it's not just about energy, it's about innovation too, making government easier for people to use. A lot of what our town clerk has been doing, kudos to Mark Bernacki for putting together a lot of online resources to be able to get marriage licenses online or dog licenses online. Those are things that would fall underneath a Smart City Initiative. We certainly want to continue to move forward with that, and I look forward to having your support on that resolution tonight. So I want to thank you very much in advance, and I will not be saying anything during the meeting because I said it now. Also, on another note about this study that's proposed tonight for consolidating polling places, just for the record, that proposal was brought to us, that leadership, by the Democratic Registrar of Voters and the Republican Registrar of Voters together. So I'm not really sure where this partisan stuff is coming from. So see you in a few.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, is there anyone else who would like to speak for the council? Republican, yes, come on up.
My name is Joel Gigenti. I live at 67 Martin Luther King Drive. I'm housing chairman for the NRZ, and I want to thank all the aldermen and everybody that showed up for Monday night's meeting. Last time we hit the paper, a lot of you people showed up, which was great. Last night, Monday night's meeting is, we have a piece of property on LaSalle Street and Oak Street, which right used to be the greenhouses. Now, on the greenhouses, you stand there and you look across the street and you see the kids standing there in front of the package store. Nothing to do. And they're there all night long at the package store. Kids, not just grown-ups. And the thing is all done. What I am trying to accomplish right now is to get that property, which is owned by the city of New Britain. I'm not going to ask you for any money. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I need somebody with like a 501c3 that wants to head it off. I'll give you the idea. Is what we're going to do is turn the bottom floor into a community center like housing did in Mount Pleasant. And as a community center, when they have birthday parties or something, they can rent it out and have their birthday parties down there for the kids, which most of our apartments over there only have small apartments, 3 bedrooms. They're not that big. So they need a community service place to go to. And secondly, the second floor, I was in contact with CCSU. I want to turn the second floor into two things. One is a hydroponic garden up there and science center for kids to learn. The third floor right now is in negotiation, one with Everson and one with the solar panels. We want to build the building over there, and we're going to take it off-grid, except for like the bathrooms and the water. And we want to build something over there which is going to draw people from other cities to come down and see what it is to have no electricity coming from the streets. And it will pay, but it's not going to be city money. I'm just asking you now is to take your time, try not to get rid of that property, give me like 6 months to get all this together, and let's build a community center for the people, which everybody can use. And right now, like Dana Smith in the barbershop, they have a basketball thing going on in Smalley School, which is great. Everybody comes down and is starting to pick up. This is what our neighborhood needs. And when you start bringing people into the neighborhood, you're going to end up like Atlantic City. Manic City used to be people sleeping under the bridges and the boardwalk and all that. They came in. They moved them right out. They moved them out for one thing. They brought in people. The more people you move in, the less trouble you're going to have because there are going to be more eyes looking into there. So there's two properties, Oak Street, LaSalle, and I think it's Wolcott Street or something. Can't think of it right now. So please hold off for about 6 months trying to get it until I can get this going. And thank everybody for coming to our meetings. I see our meetings are getting more politicians down there, and this is beautiful. We do need that in our section of town. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for public participation? Anyone else who would like to speak for public participation this evening? Finally, anyone else who would like to speak for public participation this evening? Hearing none, then we consider public participation closed at 7:20 p.m. today.